From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. One of the biggest problems facing Haiti is what to do with the tons of rubble from fallen buildings, an estimated 25 million cubic yards of debris. Compare that to the 1 million cubic yards of waste that New York City had to deal with after 9/11. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Haitian President René Préval likes to say it will take 1,000 dump trucks 1,000 days to get all the debris off the streets of Port-au-Prince. Gary Marcel is one of those enlisted in that Herculean task. He says he fills his truck with debris from the devastated downtown streets 6 to 7 times a day and queues up in line with dozens of other trucks dumping their load at a private port on the Bay of Port-au-Prince. Since the quake hit more than 2 months ago, all that dumping has added nearly 30 yards to the length of the port's jetty. It's been difficult to find suitable sites to put all the debris. There's little open space in the densely populated capital, and driving to locations far outside Port-au-Prince wouldn't be very efficient. So in the meantime, dumping at the water's edge and in the nearby marshlands has been going on with little oversight and few questions asked. Mike Byrne, who works for USAID, says concerns about dumping at the port are now being addressed.
There's an environmentally sound way to do that, and that's the way that we're gonna do it. It's going to take us a little while to get that in place and so that it's done the right way, but we're confident that we'll be able to make it work.
In fact, USAID just signed a $3.5 million contract with a South Florida firm to manage the debris site. Yuri Mevs, who is a co-owner of the private port, says in the chaotic weeks after the earthquake, she was glad to help out. But since then, she says she has not been consulted about dumping on her land and was not informed about the USAID contract.
We found out after the agreement was made, and we found out as the company that was afforded the contract moved onto the premises.
Mev says her company has just signed its own agreement with Santee Holding Corp to redevelop the port property. She says the government does not need a protracted legal battle that could harm Haiti's image at a time when it's asking foreign donors to fund the country's reconstruction.
They would hate for this to stain the movement or damage it.
The need for secure sites to dispose of debris will only get more urgent as anxious homeowners and business people start demolishing their badly damaged property. UN and U.S. engineers have just launched a program to help landowners determine whether their structures are safe enough to inhabit, and they're training Haitian inspectors to make that determination.
Back on the Dr. Alden?
Yeah.
Okay.
On this street in the Turgeot neighborhood of Port-au-Prince, the engineers pore over a map of the area and try to decide which structures to assess. U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel John Blackwell, who's overseeing the project, says he's surprised by the preliminary inspection of buildings here. So far, they found that nearly half of them are structurally sound.
Initially, when you drive through, just because you're seeing a lot of debris that, you know, mixed in, it appears as though that the damage would be a much higher percent.
But in fact, Blackwell says out of the 900 buildings they had inspected, 44% were given a green light. The engineers will give the structure a yellow tag if work is needed and a red tag if the building is unsafe. As the team heads on to the sprawling campus of a nearby private university, the engineers head for the basement of the school's three-story main building. The engineer focuses in on the support columns. All have huge X-shaped cracks in them.
Red.
He shouts out, red, red. The huge building will get a red tag and will need to be totally demolished. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.